Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together here at Engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey, fill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcast and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. You may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Monday, we had another all-star that hit everything out of the park. We had an all-star sharing with us in the studio, Nicole Jansen, a true leader of transformation without was rich. And we again encourage you to check out the archive. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. So you want to get your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, all of your technical equipment together so that you can take notes, or your standard pen and pad so you can capture what you need to capture today. But before we jump right on in, as we prepare to jump into today's rich topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We here at Motivational Mondays and Inspired Media for You, we extend our heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Today's topic, as we shape up and win, and I'm so excited about it in this Shape Up series, the price of success. The price of success. You know, this is a subject that is often discussed in my coaching practice with my clients, and I often have individuals assess the price that they are willing to pay for achieving their goals and living out their dreams. Myself as well, I'm constantly evaluating this cost. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, that the cost varies for each person because each journey is individual and it's personalized. So I want you to know that what one may have to go through on their journey may be different than another. It's all relative. What I can say is whatever your journey, maybe it's worth it to live out your dreams. It is worth it. I want you to know, not maybe, it is worth it to live out the fullness of your dreams. You don't want to have a life that is filled with regrets. You don't want to regret, oh, I should have taken that risk. Oh, I should have done that. You don't want to be one that is living a life of woulda, coulda, shoulda. I should have. I would have. I wish I did. No. You want to live out your dreams. But there is a cost. There is a price. And, you know, as I was processing around today's installment of Motivational Mondays and today's subject, the price of success, it made me think of a number of things. And first I'm going to speak to the ladies, and then I'm going to speak to the men. Because, ladies, we all can relate to wanting an extra special handbag. You know, there's something that, you know, comes with that bag that holds such the status, and you say, oh, I want it. Well, there are some things that you have to pay the price for. Like, for example, Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton is a brand that, as far as I know, never goes on sale. You must pay the full price to carry a real Louis. We're not talking about a knockoff. We're talking about a real Louis Vuitton. You must pay the full price. They are well aware of the value of their brand, and so you must pay the full price. There are no discounts, no shortcuts. If you want to carry a Louis Vuitton, you have to pay the price. Another bag that, without question, is at the top of the handbag chain, food chain, as they would say, is the Hermès Birkin bag. And I want you to know, what I found so interesting about the Hermès Birkin bag, and as we're talking about, you know, this price of success. You know, Hermès Birkin, they want you to know they have 10 keys as to why you are to pay the money that you would pay for a Hermès bag, okay? They want you to know that their bag is, quote, unquote, the holy grail. It's the top of the food chain. It's the top of the top of bags. It is the coveted bag that individuals want, celebrities and otherwise. It is a bag that always looks expensive, feels expensive. It has that richness to it. You know, when you're carrying it, there is no discount. And again, we're talking about this price of success. With this Hermes bag comes status and more status and status. And again, we're talking about this price of success. And I'm making this connector between the material things that are at an exclusive level along with this journey that we're going to embark upon this evening and talk about this specific price of success and some key elements that have to be in the mix. You know, one of the things that I found was very interesting is that Hermes says, no one does color better than we do. And what I loved about that is that really said that they are an original, they are unique, they are a me only, they are set apart. And they let you know that no one does it quite like we do it. And that's why there is a higher price tag. They give you choices that are very unique and special. In addition to that, they are an independently owned company that does things in a traditional way. So they want you to know that we're giving you service. We have core values associated with our brand. They brag about that even the celebrities are willing to pay full price because they know the value, that their bags hold their value. Again, here what we're speaking about is we're talking about the price of success. I'm really painting a picture, and I'm building a case for what we're going to talk about today. And I want you to just really soak it into your hearing, receive and hear what we're talking about. This bag, they state, is close to perfection. I love that. It's close to perfection. It's as close as handbag gets, is what they actually say. And they let you know that the sky is the limit. So when you're purchasing it, you're getting quality, all of these various things. Now, I took the opportunity to really build the case and to speak to the women. Now I want to speak to the men. Because, men, let's talk. Your status quo would be that special car. And, you know, Coach Adams is always expanding her worldview and keeping her dreams alive. And so I go out and I look at things and I, you know, adventure out. And one of the things that I have taken the opportunity to adventure out to, not only look at, touch, sit in, and all of that, is a Bentley. And because I've done that over the years, I got an invitation actually to an open house for their SUV that has recently come on the market. I believe it was earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, what was interesting is that, and then you can relate to the status car, right? And so what was interesting is that, you know, because you would think, oh, it's a car, all cars are negotiable. The salesman said to us when we went out and looked at this car, he said, the price is as stated on the sticker. There is no negotiating. And we know that they will, without question, be purchased, and you'll see them on the road because people know the value. I'm sure if I was to outline a list for Bentley, it would probably be very similar to the Birkin, the Hermes Birkin bag, for example. The same is true, men. There are certain suits that you can see the quality of the stitching. You pay a greater price because of the quality. And I want us to know that, in general, now come on, I go shopping, you go shopping, all of us. What is your natural instinct? You guessed it. You pick up that gorgeous pair of shoes, be it male or female. You pick up that shirt on the hanger, pair of pants, whatever it may be, the wallet. These are all universal, male, female. And what do we generally look at? The price tag. We want to know the price tag. We're trying to assess and determine, can I afford it? And in some cases, you look at the price tag and say, okay, not now, can't afford it now. In some, if you're not a dreamer, you may say, ooh, that's way out of my budget. I cannot ever afford that. And I want to expand your worldview because there are no limits. And I love that that was something that the number 10 was that Hermes Birkin says about their bags. There are no limits. And I want you to know there are no limits to your dreams. There are no limits to what you can achieve. The question is, are you willing to pay a price? Let me share this last bit of a story with you. As I remember going shopping with an associate, and I don't even remember the store. But what I found to be very interesting is that there were no price tags in this store. And I was very intrigued by that. Obviously, it was a very high-end store, no price tags, but their name was set apart. And clearly, if you're walking in this particular store, you already know what the pricing looks like in general. You already know what class it's in. And so they don't have price tags. And the salesperson said, if you have to look at the tag, then you can't afford it. And that is the case that I want to establish and build for us today on Motivational Mondays and presented by Inspired Media for you with Coach Adams as we're talking about the price of success. And I want you to know that you cannot put a price on living out your dream. You know, carbon copies often are on sale, the knockoffs of Louis Vuitton, the knockoffs of this and that. You can get it at a great price. It's on sale. The originals of whatever it is, and some things can't even be copied. Have you seen a knockoff of a Bentley? I think not. Originals are very rarely discounted. The price must be paid. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, none of that connects with me. Maybe your love is fine art. Have you heard of Picasso, Monet, Rembrandt? Again, great price tag because of the value. And so this price talking about, we're talking about what's the general price that each and every one of us must pay for this level of whatever your success is for you. I want you to get your pen out. As you know, Coach Adams loves to give you some nuggets that are simplified. And I want you to hear what, as we prepare to get into this acronym on price that I have for you this evening. But I want you to know, as I was looking at different quotes today around this price of success, I heard dedication, hard work, unremitting devotion. As a matter of fact, one of the quotes I thought, wow, they are letting you know up front. It will be hard. It will hurt. It will take time. It will require dedication. It will require willpower. You will need to make healthy decisions. It requires sacrifice. You will need to push your body to its maximum. There will be temptation, but I promise you, when you reach your goals, it's worth it. What's worth it? The hurt, the time, the sacrifice, all of those things that you put aside, any individual that has achieved great success. It has cost them something. They have paid a great price. And many of us say, I want to be successful. But we want that microwavable success. We don't want to put in all the time. We want it to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to challenge you to know true success will cost you. I can't tell you your price, your cost, because it depends on how great are your dreams, how big is your vision. So all of this plays a factor. How expensive are your goals? Because all of this will determine your price for success. But let's talk about this price of success in the form of an acronym. Because, you know, I like to give some meat, but I like to keep it simple so that when you think of price, you have something to make a connection point with. And so for me, these are the things that came up. And again, get your iPads out, your tablet, maybe you're on your laptop, your desktop. Get an old school notepad and pen. Jot these things down. So when you're thinking about this price of success, you have something to connect in with it. P, patience. You know why this is so key? Because truly the journey of success is without question, it's a process. My process may be a little different than your process. And here's the thing. You can't rush it. You have to be patient. And that patience looks different for each person. You know, if you put a pot on the stove and you're boiling this water, there's a certain degree in which this water will reach that boiling point. And if you take it off the pot too soon because you're not patient, you will not get your boiling water. It's been stated that it takes 100 degrees Celsius or 212 Fahrenheit, depending on where you are, because you're in the mountains, it's different, so on and so forth. But the key of understanding is, and let's just go with the number of 100 degrees. If you pull the pot off at 96.5 degrees, guess what? It's not going to boil if you're not patient. And many of us, we have grown to this place of impatience as it relates to our success. We put the seed in the ground, and then we go back and we try to pick it out. You have to give the seed the opportunity to take root. It then has to be watered and nurtured before the harvest comes. That harvest is different depending on those seeds and for you, depending on your vision, depending on your goals, depending on your dream, that gestation period is different. So you have to understand that you have to be patient. You cannot be impatient as it relates to this price of success, because the cost is, a part of that is being patient, waiting, doing your due diligence, staying faithful in the midst of there being no evidence whatsoever that the success is coming. So our P is for patience. The R is relentless. Many of us want success, but we're not willing to be relentless for it, meaning we are not willing to be unyielding, like a dog with a bone in his mouth. That dog gets that bone, you better not try to take that bone out of that dog's mouth. We have to grow in this process of being relentless, of being more strict, more rigid, unbending, inflexible for our vision. Why? Because that price is great. And if we're willing to pay that price, there is dedication, there is a cost. You know, another quote that I saw, or quotes around the cost of success, and I love this one. It said, there will be late nights, early mornings, very few friends, being misunderstood, feeling overwhelmed, questioning your sanity, being your own cheerleader. But guess what? It goes on to say as it's encouraging you, don't give up. It's worth it. All of the sacrifice is worth it. But are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to put in the late night? Are you willing to put in the early morning? Are you willing to grind when others don't understand your grind? That's where that being misunderstood comes in. You know, if you have in your circle of trust, as I often talk about, really got this imagery from the Robert De Niro movie many years ago, Meet the Fockers. But if in your circle are not those like-minded individuals, you know, because egos soar with egos, they don't hang with chickens. They don't hang with pigeons. Egos soar with eagles. Egos don't soar in a pack. You may see one or two eagles, but unlike other birds and fowl of the air, you know, generally they're in the school, they're in a pack. Not the case for an eagle. So you have to be willing to say, you know, some people cannot go the distance, be on the journey with me. If I really want to achieve my goal, and I can relate and understand that, you know, in that you'll be misunderstood. People be like, wow, does it take all of that? But let you get to that level of achievement, now they're all your best bud, your friend. They want to be, you know, hey, remember me? When they didn't want to be there, when you had to make some difficult choices and sacrifices in order to achieve your goal, you had to be so devoted and dedicated and work hard in this achievement of your goal. Yeah, sometimes we would wish that it was easier, but it's not. Everyone else can, you know, wants to be able to do it, but they can't. You have to remember that you don't want to be like everyone else, because everyone else is not willing to pay the price. Everyone else is not willing to do what is required to truly achieve their success. They speak it, and they speak a good game, but when the rubber meets the road and it's time to do what's required, guess what? They throw in the towel. Those are the individuals that every time you turn around, they have a new, quote-unquote, brilliant idea, or they're connected with the new business. Why is that? Because they were looking for things to happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. They weren't willing to be patient, and so they threw in that towel, and now they've moved on to the next thing. They haven't given anything the opportunity to really take root. They plant the seed, and then they pick it up, and they plant, and they pick it up, and it never takes root. It never grows. It never blossoms. Don't be that individual. Be patient. Pay that price of patience. Be relentless on your journey. Relentless. Inflexible. That I'm going to do what I need to do. Sometimes that may mean, let's keep it practical. When everybody's escaping away to a movie, going out, having a movie escape and a dinner date, whatever that may be, that you may have to say, you know what? I have to take care of this today associated with my vision. Making those hard and difficult choices, but with the willingness to pay the price for each and every detail, so that you can be set apart. Be the expert in whatever your industry or field. Birth forth whatever it is that you desire to deliver to the marketplace. Don't have regrets. Don't say woulda, coulda, shoulda. Do it. And in your doing it, you have to P, patient. R, be relentless. I is imagine. This is so significant and key as it relates to this price of success. That is exactly why Coach Adams continues to go out and allow herself to dream. You know, the other day, an associate and I, we were at Fashion Island. We were in Orange County. I live in Orange County as well, but in Fullerton. But we were at Fashion Island. Why is this so significant? Because the world would lead us to believe that there is a shortage of money. And we were in this particular area of Orange County. And I am telling you, all of the restaurant parking lots were filled. This was literally just on Sunday. And I'm saying higher-end restaurants where the average is $50 per person, and that's minimal. You have a drink. If you're a drinker, you can add that tab right on up. So I'm not talking about a $10 meal. And in some cases, depending on what you get, it's going to be more than that. Why am I painting this picture? Why am I connecting this with this significance of imagining, the significance of imagining as it relates to the price of success? Because you have to, we have to continue to envision. This is, envisioning is a part of our SHAPE acronym that we discuss at the 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams. This envisioning, this imagining is so key. We have to be able to picture mentally on the inside the future end result. And I always love to quote Napoleon Hill, because this is a quote that you've probably have heard. I've quoted it, heard it over the years. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. That speaks to the significance of imagining. You may need to step back, pay the price of taking a drive, going out looking at cars, sitting on the beach, whatever it may be, so that you can truly imagine what you want. See the vision. Seeing and perceiving so that you can conceive what it is. We oftentimes, we can get lost in our environment. And if you're in an environment that there's not a lot of affluence and you're desiring affluence, you may think that there's a shortage of money. But I'm here to tell you, there isn't. People are spending it. And I like to stay in the trenches, even if I'm not shopping in that moment. And just simply see what's happening beyond my circumstances, beyond the world that I might be in today, so that you can expand your worldview to understand and imagine greater. Take the limits off. Taking the limits off is a part of this price of success. You may be saying, well, Coach Adams, I don't quite get it. When you begin to allow yourself to imagine, to really dream, you take the limits off when you realize everybody's not in the situation that I'm in. I'm not dreaming big enough. I'm not thinking big enough. You know, I have an associate, and I tease them time. Because I said, how many times are you going to drive to that car lot and look at that same car? Touching, feeling it, constantly looking at it. But what they're doing is, and I have the utmost honor and respect because I get it from a coaching perspective, they're keeping the dream before them. They are continuing to envision. They are continuing to imagine it so that And people may say, oh, they won't get it. But they, in their mind, Napoleon Hill tells us, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. Do you really see your goals, your vision, your dream? Are you really allowing yourself to imagine, to get a full picture image, to envision on the inside? Because when you can really see it, you will be able to move towards it, because now you can conceive it. Many of us, our dreams do not manifest because we get lost in the environment right where we are, and we don't allow ourselves to imagine. We don't allow ourselves to dream. You know, I love my mentors. They often say that a large part of their time is spent dreaming, imagining. You have to take the time. This is a part of the price of success. What have we talked about so far in this acronym that we're allowing to develop today around the price of success? And we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Our P is patience. We have to have patience. Got to plant that seed, and you got to leave it in the ground. Do what you need to do to water and nurture it, but wait for the harvest. Be patient, and sometimes that's the hardest stage of patience, because it requires us to really trust our source and the vision that has been given. We have to be R, relentless. This word was selected for a specific purpose because it's very strict, it's rigid, it's unbending, it's inflexible, unyielding. You have to be relentless on your journey for the manifestation of your goals, for your vision, for your dream. Many of us, we get the vision, but we're not relentless. We start to waver. We're not strict. We're loosey-goosey. You know, we bend and flex. No. To be relentless, I have to be unyielding. I have to be strict and rigid and unbending, inflexible. I imagine, I have to continue to allow myself to imagine, to dream, whatever that looks like for you. For me, it's going out, seeing what's in the marketplace, seeing what's available, touching, feeling it, tasting it, not allowing myself to get lost in where I may be today, but continuing to allow my imagination to be stretched. Have the people around you that are dreamers just like you that would say, hey, let's get in the car, let's dream. Last week, I went and looked at this multi-million dollar community and said, oh, yes, I can definitely see myself living here. It's not about all of the things, and it's different for everybody, but what is it that you want? If you can't conceive it, you will not be able to achieve it. Our C is comfort zone, but not that you stay in your comfort zone, that we divorce our comfort zone, that we leave our comfort zone, that we allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone, that we step out, that we take risk. You know, it's very interesting because I always like for the world around me to speak, and I found it very interesting. I really did, because someone had a post or something I saw in social media, and they said, don't live on the edge. And I thought, don't live on the edge. Now, I don't know what their mindset was about or around that. But what I know, when I heard that, I said, oh, no, 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 no. We have to live life on the edge, meaning that you have to continuously be stretching out, taking risks, allowing yourself to be challenged. Don't be afraid. Embrace the fullness and the vibrancy of life, the uncertainty. That is when you will live out your dreams, when you stretch out of your comfort zone. Staying in your comfort zone will keep you away from your dreams because it will prevent you from taking a risk. Because I'm sure, I know our global listening audience, you're not the average thinker. Like last week we had Leaders of Transformation, Nicole Jansen on, and we were talking about this process of being a leader. I sense that who you are listening in, you're not the average person or you wouldn't be listening to Motivational Monday. You're a thinker. You're a dreamer. You're a leader. And so leaders have to continuously allow themselves to be stretched out of their comfort zone. This is a part of the very price of success. You know, my mentors often teach that faith requires that one grows comfortable in being uncomfortable. So that's why when I saw that post today that said, don't live life on the edge, I'm thinking, no, you got to live on the edge. That's where the vibrancy is. You have to step out. You have to take risks. You know, I think about, wow, 3 wind shops ago now, going into the 4th wind shop, Coach Adams had to step out. She was on the edge, living on the edge in making that decision to birth a vision, quote unquote, with no money. See, our comfort zone would say, oh, no, you can't do it if you don't have the money. No, it's just not the time. You're going to have to wait until everything lines up, until every I is dotted and every T is crossed. Don't you dare take a risk. I love it because my mentors, I remember many years ago they would say, when you're already on the ground, how far do you have to fall? Not far. You're not going to get hurt. You're already way down there. Why not take a risk? Stretch out of your comfort zone. That is a part of this process that we're talking about today, this price of success, that I must learn to be patient. I must be relentless. I must imagine and envision. I must stretch out of my comfort zone. And the other, the E, is that I must execute. Many of us fall short because we are not executing. We're woe is me, murmuring and complaining. Oh, I don't know why my dreams are not manifesting. I have this happen so often in my coaching practice. Now say, what are you doing to carry out your vision? Because this executing, this execution is about carrying out your vision, forming, accomplishing. It is producing in accordance with your plan or the design. It is about doing it. Do you even have a plan to execute? You would need to step back if you don't have a plan. We're talking about right now this stage of moving beyond the actual plan, executing. But know that you must have a plan to execute. You have to, and that goes back to imagining. You have to envision it. You have to see it. But these are things that you cannot microwave when it comes to this process of this price of success. I anticipate, and I haven't had a sit-down conversation with Stephen Jobs of Apple, but I bet you in some way all of these elements were there for him. I haven't had a personal dialogue with Oprah Winfrey, but I bet you in some way all of these elements were there. I can guarantee it. just in some of the things that I've heard each of them to say, and I use them as examples, whoever your figures may be, and again, I use them as examples, but anyone, they would have had to go through this process. This price of success would include patience, being and growing, relentless, imagining that, envisioning, having that mental picture, this comfort zone, leaving, departing, divorcing, stretching out of the comfort zone, and executing, carrying out, performing, doing, accomplishing, producing around their plan, just doing it. Well, I want you to know, wow, how quickly time flies. This is the time in our program, and I want to give those of you that are listening in today to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, we want to give you the opportunity to chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment around what has been shared today. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you're in front of your electronic device, be it your iPad, tablet, laptop, desktop. You do need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 to be added to the host queue. Again, our broadcast is open. Don't be shy. We invite you to tune on in, to chime in, I should say more accurately. Chime in. Don't be scared. Are you taking anything away from this subject and dialogue that we've had today on the price of success? Was the acronym helpful for you? Would love to hear from you. So, again, don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, as we're waiting, we'll go ahead and give you some other thoughts around what we've talked about today. And I also want to share with you, as a part of Coach Adams's Full Circle of Empowerment, twice a year I offer a win shop. And this win shop is hosted in January and July. January and July. We are now in the preliminary stages of early bird registration for the January 2017 workshop, which will be hosted on January the 28th. Many of you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I can't even think of January right now. Before you know it, January will be here. And I have to tell you, wowzer, what a great way to start the year. So I want to personally invite you, now is the time to plan. But let me tell you a little bit about this Full Circle of Empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. As we mentioned, twice a year we have our WEN Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It is a live empowerment workshop, Shape Up and Win. What is 4 hours of power? You may be sitting there thinking 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching environment, coaching empowerment in an interactive environment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. And I must say, great opportunity for networking. As an extension of that, for those that attend the WEN Shop, we have a winner circle that's a part of the Full Circle of Empowerment. And, of course, every Monday we're right here on Inspired Media for You with Motivational Mondays. Early bird tickets for 4 hours of power. Next WEN Shop, hosted January 28th, 2017, are currently available. And we do have a special early bird rate through the end of October. So you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. In addition, I want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are available. If you're interested, simply contact our team at Adams coachadams.com, coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. You can send an email or you can call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Let's have a quick reminder of what we talked about today. We really gave some great, what I feel were great illustrations around brands that do not discount their price because they know that they are worth the value. And I want you to know, I want you to be reminded that your vision, your dreams, your goals are worth every sacrifice that you put in. That truly you can't put a price on living your dreams. You can't put a price on living your dreams. So this price of success that we spoke about today, the acronym that was given in this, you know, what is the price that you must pay? There are other things that you may find you will have to do, but we wanted to just give you some powerful nuggets that you can really connect with. And so this acronym of PRICE, just as a reminder, was patience. That this journey to success we've established, it is a process that you cannot rush it. It's not microwavable. And I'll be transparent and honest. Coach Adams, you know, I try to make the connection often between my journey and what I've learned to be true. And this area of patience, I've learned that so often we grow in impatience because we're like, oh, I'm anxious. I've been on this journey for so long and nothing's happening. Ah, I've been dating this person for so long and nothing's happening. Ah, I started this business so many years ago and nothing's happening. Ah, whatever it is. I think you get the point. We grow impatient. I want to remind you that this journey to success, personally or professionally, that's why I made the connection. Relationally, that's personal. Professionally, with your vision, whatever that looks like, the journey to success, it is a process. Don't pull that pot off the stove just before it hits that 100 degrees for its boiling point. And that's what many of us do. We're so anxious that we have not grown to be patient. In this being patient, though, we got to learn to be relentless. I have to be inflexible as it relates to my vision, my goals, as it relates to paying this price of success. There's decisions that people may not understand that I'm making, but I'm fighting to live out my dream. The same is true for you. In addition, you must imagine, you must get a full picture image of what does your journey of success look like. Begin with the end in mind. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that's one Stephen Covey that I love that he talks about. Begin with the end in mind. Know your end. And I've grown to learn. I said, you know, I can't apologize for the desires that I have. Some would think, oh, really, you want that? Why not? There are no limits. What I may desire, what you may desire may be different. But there are no limits. But we live life with limits because we're only imagining right where we are. You know, recently I was reminded of a vision and a word that God spoke to me. And I said, you know what? Stop settling. Don't settle for less than what God promised. My bishop would often say, I don't want what you want. And that's so true. I feel the same way. I don't want what you want. I don't want anything that's not mine. But I want everything that the Creator, that God has set apart for his daughter, Shania Marie Adams, whatever that looks like. And I know for me, I don't want to get there and meet my Creator and see all of these beautiful things with big red bowls and beautiful bowls and my name on the tag. And because I wasn't willing to pay the price, I wasn't willing to be relentless, I wasn't willing to be patient, I didn't allow myself to dream enough, I didn't allow myself to stretch out of my comfort zone, that I didn't do my due diligence and execute, that I missed the opportunity to receive everything that was predestined and ordained for me. And that's what I want to encourage you today. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Monday, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Take the limits off. First of all, take the limits off. There are no limits. And I want to exhort you that this price of success, that you stay patient on your journey, that you continue to be relentless and increase it, increase your base. Continue to imagine. Don't stop dreaming. Allow yourself to stretch out of your comfort zone. Don't allow yourself to get comfortable. Grow in being comfortable at being uncomfortable. I've been taking on some new things, and I'm telling you, Coach Adams is feeling uncomfortable. But it's exhilarating. It's exciting. That is what life was designed for. And do your due diligence. Be faithful. Execute. Do all that you in your capacity are able to do in the direction, in accordance with this producing, the plan, the design that is in place. I am so grateful that you took the time. And I say took the time. Because on a Monday evening, you could have been doing a lot of different things, but you took the time to tune in for this hour of power, Motivational Mondays, and I'm so grateful for that. I want you to know that we want to continue this dialogue with you. Maybe you didn't feel comfortable in asking a question or making a comment. It happens. We're not thrown by it. We have a Facebook motivational forum. Motivational Mondays Forum. It's a group, it's an open group that you can interact in. Ask a question, make a comment. Maybe you have a brilliant show idea, a thought, a subject that is burning and you're thinking, oh, I want to hear more about that. We encourage you to interact there. Want you to know that on our next installment next week, right here in the virtual boardroom, we have Kim Anthony joining us, and we are going to be talking about, so we have another all-star gracing our airwaves with us, and we're going to be talking about the sweet spot of purpose, the sweet spot of purpose. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, I encourage you again to visit my website at coachadams.com. I want to stay connected with you. This will also give you the opportunity to continuously be in the loop of happenings, special offers, whatever's going on, different things of that nature. I want you to know that here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you, this is Coach Adams, the one who inspires. Signing off for now, I want you to know that I coach and you win, and I thank you again for tuning in.